Oh, hey, babe. It's so great to see you. Seriously, you don't know how much of a relief it is to finally interact with a good person. I've been dealing with assholes and sinners all day. I mean, I know it's sort of what we do, but it just gets grating. You know what I mean?
Obviously, I had a bad day!
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have yelled that. I did have a bad day at work. Thank you. Now scoot over, I want cuddles. That's better. Being in your arms makes me feel warmer than the fires of hell ever could. I mean, I know I'm in usually one of the few air-conditioned sections, since I only work there. But I think the metaphor still stands. Hey, do you mind if I vent for a minute? There was this guy today who just refused to believe that he belonged down there. He kept insisting,
"Send me up, send me up. I've got family waiting for me in heaven."
Little did he know his family was also in hell. But that didn't stop him from raising a fuss, throwing papers everywhere, and demanding to speak to the Big D himself. Let me tell you, the big guy was not happy. But hey, a bit of karmic justice for that guy. For being so unruly, his punishment was doubled. So that story has a happy ending, but it was still incredibly stressful. But that just kind of describes my whole day. Stressful. I can't put into words how sick I am of saying the phrase,
"And what are your sins?"
And if someone makes another work is hell joke, I swear I'm gonna stab them with a pitchfork. I know I'm not a qualified torturer, but something tells me the boss would let that one slide. Sorry, babe. I've been going on and on about my day. How was yours? Not too stressful, I hope. Better now that I'm here. Aw, babe, stop being awesome. You're gonna make me cry. How did I get lucky enough to have you in my life? I'm honestly pretty fortunate. The one and only person I've ever met on Earth who wasn't immediately scared of me due to the horns and the red skin. And they're not only my partner, but also the sweetest, most loving.